Good morning. 6:21 a.m. Thursday, July the 23rd, 2026. Here in a partly cloudy, I might even say mostly cloudy morning in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 68 again today, this morning. It's not going to be 100 degrees today for a change. At least, that's what the weather forecast says, whether the forecast is right or not, so it remains to be seen. Let's see how it goes. Good morning. The siding company was supposed to come this morning to patch two or three little holes I've got in the siding where the corner flashing has come off. But they postponed until tomorrow because the forecast for this morning, about the time the guy was going to come and do the work, is for thunder showers. And he doesn't really want to be out on an aluminum ladder, or any ladder, or out in a thunder shower. So, and I don't blame him, so he's coming tomorrow. That's the only thing extra on my calendar for the day, beyond sticking my fingers with my blood testing. I need to get my glucose under control. Turns out the glucose reading before the walk and the glucose reading after the walk were, well, let's just say, I'm not sure that they were different enough to matter. I think it was like 138 after, 142 before, 2 points in glucose is likely rounding error. It's not an exact science. That was the lesson I learned the first time. So the trick is, the issue is at this point that I don't have a baseline. I don't know what my daily pattern looks like. And I need to reestablish that and then track it for a few days, more likely a few weeks, and see if we can't get the A1C down. The exercise should be helping. The walking should be helping. Particularly if, like this morning, I can keep the heart rate in the vigorous zone as opposed to the moderate zone. It's still in the bigger zone. Good. Stay there. The deal with the exercise and glucose is that in theory, the muscles, and the leg muscles are some of the biggest, become more needy of sugar during and after exercise. So So what I'm trying to do by walking before breakfast is to bring down the overnight level of glucose and to get the muscles primed for absorbing 150 so grams of carbohydrate. 150. Now it's probably more like 50 grams of carbohydrate and another 20 grams of protein. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm approaching it with the for science mindset, trying to keep a curious mind rather than a judgmental woe is me mindset. I've done this before. I got us down to like 5.8, 5.6, my A1C. The fact that it was 5.8 a year ago and bopped up to 6.3, 6.5, something like that, in the last, really indicated that I had gone a little overboard, and I suspected at the time that I might be, and if I stopped doing those things, if I stopped having ice cream at night before going to bed, and stop having half a loaf of my own homemade bread every day. Yeah, I suspect that my carbohydrate intake would be severely reduced, and therefore the amount of glucose likewise. So anyway, too much medical shit. That's what's going on. It's frustrating, but that's what's going on. Reading Soldier's Life, yeah, that's good. The book before that was book two of Dawn of Mankind, Walker and Cooper. That is a really good series. I'm looking forward to book three. I'm looking forward to find out what happened next. But it was mostly the writing is excellent. The writing is crisp. There's nothing extra. There's a lot of subtext. There's a lot of story on those pages. It's a great deal of fun. It's a wonderful series. The covers are on brand for science fiction, on brand for, hey, look at me, I'm a self-published author. But still, I don't think this work is getting enough attention. It's really good. So is Soldier's Life. Soldier's Life is one of those. I don't know if you call it lit RPG, or it's game lit adjacent, if not actual game lit. What did I do with my hanky? There it is. It's isekai. The main character is portaled without parole to a foreign world where there is magic. And he gains stats and classes and skills and becomes a real badass. And it's very well constructed. It's very well thought out. I enjoy it a great deal. I mean, this is like book 7. And I'm sad at the end of each one that I have to wait for the next one. So I have a lot of sympathy for people who are jonesing for the sequel to The Cat. But don't bother me, I'm reading. I'm also playing. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. No Man's Sky, count upon it, get ready, sit with me. Monk Post. I got my freighter a few days ago. It is woefully unprepared to begin freighter operations. And I'm in the process of configuring it so it has at least a little bit of storage. I got enough ships, I got enough frigates to send out on patrol, but I don't have enough storage to accept all of the goodies that they bring back. So it's like, yeah, that's not good. But it's a question of grinding it out. I know how to do it. I just need to get to it. I need to raise my relationship status with a whole bunch of different people, different factions within the game, so that I can get some of the higher level freebies that I need to outfit the freighter. It's a work in progress. In my first playthrough, I was 400 hours in, 300 hours in before I got my freighter. And by then I had farmed a whole bunch of the little bits and bobs that I needed to get to upgrade the ship. So it was get the ship, apply all these bits and bobs, and then have at it, and it worked really good. Now I'm only like 100 hours into this playthrough. Joggers all over the place here this morning. Now I'm only about 100 hours in. I haven't done all of the myriad. Morning. A side quest that gave me all those spare parts in this game, so I have to go do them now. Which isn't to say I can't send my frigates out. They all went out last night. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna bring them all back this morning. I'll bring them back one at a time, and unload the ship into storage, and rinse, repeat. Am I still vigorous? I'm probably moderate. Yeah. It's all right. I had 20 minutes or so of vigorous. We can deal with that. I worked up a sweat, and it's only 68 degrees. It's really quite pleasant. The cloud cover has kept the heat from climbing too fast this morning. I didn't have the sun beating on my back. There's not a lot of breeze. There was a little breeze earlier, but it's not getting down into the neighborhood here. Still recording. Listening to the birds. There's a bird chittering somewhere. Some sort of sparrow. I can't tell. Some sort of little brown bird. Oh, it's the one. It's a house finch, I think. The one with the purple cape. Sitting up at the peak of the roof over there. Across the street. Sitting in the sun. Chirping away. Coming up on the park. Any wheatgrass ripe this morning? Nothing in that bunch. Nothing there. No. I may have been a little premature plucking that seed head yesterday. Won't be long though, that stuff is almost ready. I've been picking some of my rye. The long, graceful ears of rye have dropped about a third to a half of the tips. I get out there with the broom and sweep it all back off the sidewalk and into the garden spot. I don't know how much good it does, but it did a good job reseeding itself. Oh, that's interesting. Was that bald eagle? Caught him when he crossed the street into the trees. I can't see the other side, so I don't know if he came out or not. Probably hiding in the tree. Morning, Willow Sisters. Morning, ladies. There's the breeze. Very grateful for that. I need to get my hustle bustling here. I need to beat the sprinklers to the back gate. Should be okay. I need to get this posted. I need to get my blood work drawn. Then we can have my breakfast. Sit down and read a little. Before I get into the meat of the day, which will be mostly fluff, actually. That's what Seamus saw. There's a gray tabby lurking in my backyard. I'm going to scare him off. But only after I say, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day. But the day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.